Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 25. 再次救赎其恩第二部分第25讲。我们继续讲，信徒是会坚忍的。我们继续讲，圣徒是会坚忍的。It is to the same effect that Peter writes of those who have the living hope of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away reserved in heaven. They are those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, 4 and 5.
当彼得在彼得前书第一章第四到第五节论到这些有活泼的盼望的人，要讲出的是同样的道理。彼得前书第一章从第三节下半开始，上帝曾照自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业，你们这因信蒙上帝能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
There are three things particularly noteworthy. 这里值得我们注意的有三件事。 Number one, 第一件事， They are kept. 这些人是蒙保守的。 Number two, 第二件事情是， They are kept through faith. 是借着信心他们蒙保守的。 Number three, 第三件事， They are kept unto the final consummation. 他们是蒙保守直到最后整件事情的结束。 The salvation will be revealed in the last time. 就是在末日的时候要显明的救恩。It is not keeping for a little while. 不是在一短暂的阶段里面蒙保守。But to the end, 是一直蒙保守到底， and it is not keeping irrespective of faith, 而不是不论信心如何都蒙保守，不是的。But through faith, 乃是因信心，借着信心蒙保守到。Let us not then take refuge in our sloth, 所以我们不能懒惰而以懒惰作为我们的硬币， or encouragement in our lust, 甚至乎鼓励自己去放纵。From the abused doctrine of the security of the believer. 因为一个人相信了就有安全这个的错误的教导，或者说一次相信永远得救，是一个曲解误用误解圣经的教义。 But let us appreciate the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. 但是我们需要体会到圣徒的坚忍的教义， and recognize that we may entertain the faith of our security in Christ only as we persevere in faith and holiness to the end.
我们必须要察觉到，唯独当我们在信心在圣洁上忍耐到底，我们才可以考虑我们在基督里啊是安全的这方面的信仰。
It was nothing less than the goal of the resurrection to life and glory that Paul had in mind when he wrote in Philippians 3:13-14.
保罗在腓立比书第三章十三十四节所讲的，就是在讲复活的永生的荣耀。
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Sorry. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第三章从第十三节到第十四节。 这不从第十二节开始，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。第十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得上帝在基督里从上面呼召我来得的奖赏。
The perseverance of the saints reminds us very forcefully that 圣徒的坚韧大能有力地提醒我们 that only those who persevere to the end are truly saints， 唯独那些坚韧到底的人才是真正的圣徒。We do not attain to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus automatically.
我们不是自动的，没有条件的得到上帝在基督耶稣里从上面呼召我们来所得的奖赏的，不是的。
Perseverance means the engagement of our persons in the most intense and concentrated devotion to those means which God has ordained for the achievement of His saving purpose.
坚忍的意思乃是说，我们全人投入，专注的，强烈的投入那些上帝所定下来的方法，就是上帝所定的，使我们能够成就他的救赎计划那些的方法我停一下，这个在威敏斯的现在告白等等呢，称为恩具 means of grace， 恩典的工具 means of grace。
The scriptural doctrine of perseverance has no affinity with quietism and antinomianism, which are so prevalent in evangelical circles。
在福音派的圈子里面，很普遍的流传着一种的所谓安静主义静态的，你躺下来什么都不用干，让上帝来做，不要用人的方法，用上帝方法来等候神就可以了安静主义。还有反律法主义 antinomianism， 福音派里面流传着安静主义跟反律法主义。圣经所教导的圣徒的坚忍的教义与这两种的教导是毫无关系的。
But while it is true that only those who persevere are saints，
不过虽然唯有那些坚忍的才是圣徒，这个是事实。
The question remains，
可是还有一条问题存留着。
Will the saints persevere？
圣徒们会坚忍吗？
Is it so ordained and provided by God？
上帝是否这样子的命定，是否这样子的预备呢？
That those who do truly believe in Christ will persevere to the end？
上帝所命令的安排的，是否那些真正相信，真正信靠基督的人会坚忍到底呢？
The answer to this question is emphatically yes。
对这个问题的答案是一个很强的，是的，就是如此。
Here it is just as important to deny the Arminian tenet that the saints may fall from grace。
在这里，同样重要的是要否认阿米尼主义的教导，说圣徒们可能从救恩中堕落，就是可以失去救恩。
As it is to counteract antinomian presumption and license。
就是与反对那些反律法主义的傲慢放纵是同样的重要的。一方面是反律法主义你可以放纵犯罪，另一个方面是阿米尼主义圣徒会失去救恩，两方面都是错的。
It is true of course that the expression fallen from grace appears in scripture Galatians Chapter 5, verse 4.
当然，从恩典中堕落这句话是在圣经里 出现的。加拉太书第五章第四节，你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
But Paul is here dealing not with the question as to whether or not a believer may fall out of the favor with God and finally perish.
但是保罗这里所处理的问题，并不是说一个信主的人是否会从上帝的恩宠中堕落，最后沉沦，不是的。
But with the defection from the pure doctrine of justification by grace as opposed to justification by works of law.
乃是呢，那些人从纯正的道理，靠着恩典称义的纯正的道理，他们离开，他们去相信或者教导，靠着守律法的行为称义的错误教导。
Paul here is saying in effect,
保罗在这里就等于在说，
What Paul is saying in effect is that if we seek to be justified by the works of the law in any way or degree whatsoever,
假如我们用任何的方法在什么程度上试图想要靠着守律法的行为称义的话呢，
then we have abandoned or fallen away entirely from justification by grace.
因此呢，这样子呢，我们就完全丢弃，完全从靠恩典称义完全的堕落了。
We cannot have a mixture of grace and works in justification.
在称义的事上，我们不可能把恩典和行为掺杂的。 It is one or the other. 要就是恩典，要就是靠行为。
If we interject works to any degree,
假如我们在任何程度上插入了人的行为，
then we have given up grace.
那么我们就等于完全丢弃了恩典，
and we are debtors to do the whole law.
那么呢，我们就有这个义务，现在要完全的守住律法。
Refer to Galatians 5 verse 3,
参考加拉太书第五章第三节。我在指凡受割礼的人确实的说他们是欠着行全律法的债。
This teaching of Paul is germane to the whole question of perseverance.
保罗在这方面的教导是与坚忍的教义里面所浮现的问题是有关的。
For no one tenet of our faith is more important in the promotion of perseverance than the doctrine of justification by grace alone through faith alone.
没有一样的教条是更加的鼓励人坚忍的，就是唯独因着恩典称义，唯独借着信心称义。
But Paul is not dealing here with believers who fall out of the grace of God.
但是保罗这里所处理的不是那些从上帝的救恩中堕落的信徒。
That would be inconsistent with Paul's own clear teaching elsewhere in his epistles.
如果这样说的话呢，就与保罗在其他的书信里面清楚的教导就矛盾了。
Indeed, it is to Paul's own teaching that we may appeal first of all to establish the positions that the saints will persevere.
诚然的，我们必须首先诉诸于保罗他自己的教导来证明信徒必然会坚忍的。
Who are the saints in terms of the New Testament?
那么根据新约圣经，究竟圣徒是指谁呢？
They are those who are called to be saints, the called of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1 verses 6 and 9.
这些就是蒙召做圣徒的，就是那些主耶稣基督所呼召的人，罗马书第一章第六节和第七节。你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人啊，蒙召做圣徒的众人。
It is quite impossible to separate what the New Testament means by sainthood from the effectual call by which sinners are ushered into the fellowship of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
我们完全不可能把新约圣经所讲的圣徒的意思与有效的恩召把它分隔。借着有效的恩召，信，借着有效的恩召，罪人就被领进去与耶稣基督有份的交通里。哥林多前书第一章第九节，上帝是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
Now we must ask， 那现在我们要问一个问题了。What in Paul's teaching are the relations of this calling which constitutes a person, a saint?
那么在保罗的教导里面，这种的恩召就是使人成为圣徒的恩召，是与上帝有 哪一种的关系的呢？
He tells us in Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 30，
保罗在罗马书第八章28到30节告诉我们的。
Here we have an unbreakable chain of events，
这里有一系列的不可能分隔的一连串的事件。
Proceeding from God's eternal purpose and foreknowledge and predestination，
从上帝在永恒中预知预定的计划开始，
To the glorification of the people of God，
一直到上帝子民的荣耀。
It is impossible to remove calling from this setting，
我们不可能把有效的恩召从这整个的大范围里面分隔出来。
The called are called according to purpose， verse 28，
那些被呼召的人乃是按照神的旨意被呼召的人，罗马书第八章二十八节。
The purpose is antecedent to the calling，
上帝这种的计划或者旨意是在呼召在恩召之前的。
And that is what Paul says again in verses 29 and 30.
这个就是保罗在第29节和30节再讲到，
where he expounds the purpose of God in terms of knowledge and predestination.
在29、30节，保罗用预知和预定来解释上帝的旨意是什么。
Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and whom he did predestinate,Then he also called.
他所预先所知道的，就预先定下，就是预定。预先所定下的人，就是预定的人，又呼召他们。
Moreover, 不但如此 ，just as calling has its antecedents in foreknowledge and predestination,
正如在恩召之前。有预知和预定
So it has its consequence in justification and glorification.
同样的在恩召之后有称义和的荣耀。 Verse 30, 第三十节。召来的人又称他们为义，称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。
In connection with the subject at hand, we cannot evade the significance of this passage.
我们面对这一章所讨论的问题的时候，不可能逃避罗马书八章二十八到三十节这段经文的重要性。
Those with whom we are now concerned are saints, the called of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里所关注的乃是圣徒们，蒙主耶稣基督或者在主耶稣里蒙召的人。
They are those who are justified by the faith of Jesus Christ.
这些就是借着对主耶稣基督的信心称义的人。
A true Christian cannot be defined in lower terms，
我们不能够用更低的方法来定义一个真的基督徒是谁。
Than one who has been called and justified，
我们必须坚持一个真的基督徒就是蒙恩召
的称义的人。 And therefore the question is, 因此我们要问的问题乃是说， May one who has been called and justified fall away and come short of eternal salvation? 问题就是说，一个蒙恩召的被称义的人有没有可能从恩典中堕落，得不到永远的救恩呢？ Paul's answer is inescapable. 保罗所做出的答案是我们不能逃避的。 The called and the justified will be glorified. 蒙恩召的人就是得称义的人必得荣耀。 Likewise, if we proceed in the other direction, we reach the same result. 同样的，假如我们走另外一方面的话，得到的结果也是一样的。 The called are those who have been predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son, verse 29. 蒙呼召的人就是那些预先被定下要效法上帝儿子的形象或者模样的人，罗马书八章二十九节。 Is it possible to conceive of God's predestinating purpose as being defeated? 我们可否想象上帝预定的旨意是会受挫败的呢？ Not even an Arminian will say that. 连阿米尼主义者也不会这样说。 For he believes that God predestines to eternal salvation those whom he foresees will persevere to the end and be saved. 因为阿米尼主义者也相信那一些上帝所预知会忍耐到底得救的人呢，上帝预定他们的永远的救恩的。 We need to appreciate what is at stake in this controversy.我们必须要体会到这场的争辩里面、的要害点在哪里。 If saints may fall away and be finally lost, 假如圣徒们有可能坠落最终、被失落的话呢， Then the called and the justified may fall away and be lost. 那么那些蒙恩召的称义的人也有可能坠落失丧的。But that is what the inspired apostle says will not happen and cannot happen. 但是这位使徒保罗受默示所说的是，这个是不会发生的，也不可能发生的。Whom God calls and justifies, he also glorifies. 那些上帝所呼召的人，就是上帝所称义的人，他也使他们得荣耀。And that glorification is nothing less than conformity to the image of God's own Son. 而这个的荣耀就是完完全全的效法上帝自己的儿子的模样。 It is that of which Paul speaks when he says that God will transfigure the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of His, that is Christ's glory. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21.这种 的荣耀呢，就是保罗在腓立比书第三章第二十一节所讲到。腓立比书第三章第二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服之体的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。腓立比书第三章第二十一节。 And which in Romans 8:23 he calls the adoption.The redemption of our body. 这就是也是保罗在罗马书第八章三，这也是保罗在罗马书第八章二十三节所说到的，得着儿子的名分，我们的身体的属。 The denial of the perseverance of the saints devastates the explicit import of the apostles' teaching. 若否认，若不相信圣徒的坚韧，就完全破坏使徒保罗的教训的明文的要旨。我们下讲继续讲信徒的坚韧。